It's a sure sign of the season. Holiday songs are flooding the local radio airwaves. But as Randy Wenner reports, it's a holiday tradition that can be as irritating to some people as it is enjoyable.
Most wonderful time. Off the red-nosed reindeer.
Christmas is in the air full time for at least two Central New York radio stations.
November 1st, that's when we switch.
Ed Levine is president of Galaxy Communications in Syracuse. It's no wonder his two classic hit stations dive into holiday music early each year.
Invariably, the ratings go up.
But playing holiday music doesn't automatically bring in more listeners. Radio listeners can be fickle, even holiday music lovers. For every song that radio listeners love,
of a white Christmas.
There's a song that can actually drive listeners away.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer being an epitome of an incredibly polarizing record. That one you won't hear a lot on our stations.
If Larry Rosen has any say in this, you won't hear that song at many other stations either. Rosen is president of Edison Research, one of the country's top media research firms. His company has been asking people this year to rate holiday music, the song that drives the most people away.
The single most disliked song was the version of Jingle Bells by the Singing Dogs, where someone had dogs barking out the tune of Jingle Bells.
Some of the other holiday songs that people don't seem to like that much have also been around a while.
All I want for Christmas is my two front tips. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Now, most of the holiday songs that seem to drive people crazy are novelty tunes that were never supposed to be taken seriously. But not all novelty tunes are dogs.
Alvin!
The Chipmunk song by Alvin and the Chipmunks tested extremely well.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch from the TV series. Extremely well. Very, very high testing song.
But there is one type of holiday music you'll hear more than ever on Central New York radio stations this year.
Oh come, Emmanuel.
Religious songs.
We used to not play them until right before the holiday, and we have opened it up this year. Because people, they want their favorite Christmas songs, and some of them happen to be religious songs.
Just how badly do Central New Yorkers want their holiday music? Well, here's what happened when Levine's Utica station decided not to switch over this year on November 1st.
By November 3rd or 4th, we had gotten so many complaints about not having Christmas music on, we had to switch it. I want to say we received 100 emails in the first 24 hours, and people were outraged, tweeting us, Facebook, you know, posts on it. I mean, it was amazing.
So, like it or not, it looks like the holiday music is here to stay. It all boils down to human nature.
People never get tired of hearing their favorite songs. The trick is to be playing their favorite songs.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
For WRVO,
everywhere you go,
I'm Randy Wenner.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Listening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.